Writing section. Take 3 minutes to read the short passage that follows. You may take notes as you read. After 3 minutes, turn the page and start the audio program. You will hear a lecture on the same topic as the reading. Again, you may take notes as you listen. You will have 20 minutes to write your response. Your response should include information from both the reading and the lecture. Your essay will be rated on the completeness and accuracy of your response, as well as on the correctness and quality of your writing. A typical response should be 150 to 225 words.
Begin reading now.
Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class on the same topic that you just read about.
Good morning, class. Today I'd like to continue our discussion of tourism and its impact on the economy. Now, I know I've said some negative things about tourism. Like most industries, tourism has its good points and bad points. One of you brought me an article about what's called ecotourism, or sometimes green tourism. I made some copies of this and gave them to you Monday. The author of this article would have you believe that ecotourism is an entirely good thing. Well, don't you believe it. One of the points I've made over and over in this class is that all development has its positive and its negative sides. Now, ecotourism may have less impact than ordinary tourism. It's better to build a few small lodges in the jungle than a 25-story beach hotel, 2 swimming pools, and a golf course. But ecotourism does require infrastructure, especially roads, since tourists have to be able to get to these areas somehow, and building this infrastructure is going to stress delicate environments. There's going to be more air pollution, water pollution, And while ecotourists are supposed to be more environmentally conscious, there's still going to be problems of litter and so on. The author says that if an area is bringing in tourists, the government is going to protect it. Unfortunately, just because an area is officially protected, that doesn't mean that no one exploits the resources of that area. You can hire people to guard these resources, but they can be corrupted, bribed. There's a good market for the parts of some endangered animals, for tropical hardwoods, for the artifacts of ancient peoples. So you've got a lot of illegal hunting, of cutting down trees, of stealing, and the roads just make it easier to do this, to get there and to get those illegal goods out. And what about the local people who are supposed to benefit so much from this influx of ecotourist revenue? It's true, there are usually more jobs than before, but often the local people have the most menial, the lowest paying jobs available. Not only that, many of the jobs are filled by people from other areas who come there looking for work. And then there's cultural pollution, which happens when an isolated society suddenly comes in contact with Western civilization. You have people who were poor farmers or hunter-gatherers one day, and the next they're talking on cell phones, they're surfing the internet. Societies are changed, customs are lost. So, once again, ecotourism, and in fact all tourism, has its benefits, but it is not the perfect solution to development.
Now get ready to answer the question. Remember, you may turn the page and look back at the reading passage. You may also use your notes to help you. You have 20 minutes to prepare and write your response. Question. Summarize the main points made in the lecture that you just heard, discussing how they cast doubt on the main points of the reading. You can refer to the reading passage as you write.